All right, we got a lot to see, Bishop Hashem. Let's go one thing at a time. Get everything clear, Bishop Hashem. Okay. You want to see the Gemara here? Allah meches amar aleph legabe trima. Okay. There's a few nekudas that we have from Dusha to Tamre, but I want to see the next year because they're very much connected. Okay, so let's see the Gemara here. Allah meches amar aleph. Amle ahumi rabbana. Okay, Jacob, go ahead, read the Gemara. Amale, let's go. Amale. There was a Talmud that asked Rava, what's it din by Trima? What does Rashi say Trima? Go ahead, read Rashi.
Trima ma'at is ma'at in the barfin alav.
Right, so I want you to underline a lot of times, 100 times even if you could, the word ksas. Right? He says that you chopped it up a little bit, but it wasn't made into paste. Okay? You didn't make it into like a doughy type of thing. You didn't make it into a paste, but you chopped it up a little bit. Now, there's a machlokes between the Taz and the Tehillah of David. How to interpret this Rashi? Okay? Because the Taz in Siman Reish Beis, Sifkat and Dalet is very bothered by this concept that something that would be Merusak Lagamri would be Shahakol. Because we know the Rush has the opinion that if you cook fruit and the time of Peiris comes in, remember we learned that Rush, the distinction between May Peiris and May Shlokas, if you cook fruit, the Rush says, you say, I ate. So Kol Shekin, if you paste and make it into paste, where you didn't even cook it, you should say, I ate. So he's very, very bothered by saying anyone that it's Merusak Lagamri would be Shahakol. He thinks that that cannot be the Taz. And Simon Reish Beis have gone down. Therefore, he says, when Rashi says ksas, don't take it seriously. He's just trying to be mazbil a lashon of trima. That's all. Trima is just trying to mean to it's cut up a little bit. But the fact that the Gemara mentions trima, that was the derech of the way people prepare, chefs prepare dates. But the bottom line is the same din applies if it's nishtan and legamri and you make it merusak. Okay? And therefore, the din would still be a ace. So that Taz, I mean, who am I? The Taz is in the Gedolei Ador, but we don't want to necessarily go with that shot. But the Taz says the Rashi is lav dafka. The Taz says Rashi is lav dafka, and he says that if Bishul for the Rush could make something a ace if you cook the fruit and got the juices out, so how much more so when you don't even cook it where you have the mamushas there? You should say eight. So he says, don't take the Rashi seriously, and it's lav dafka. This is against the Tehillah of David, which we thought the Pshav was more similar to, that by Meshlokos, it's a very big difference. When you cook the thing, the pri is there. The pri is still kayim. It's not nishtana. You cook the vegetable, you cook the tomato, it's still there. You cook the pea, it's still there. There might be a lot of juice that comes out. That's why it warrants a brei pi adama. That's why if you cook the fruit, it would be a eight. But he says, when the Tamarim are Merusakim Lagamri, he says, I'm sorry. The Gufar Pri is Mishtana, and the Bracha should be Shahakol, and that's it. It should not be what Ha'etz. And therefore, he says, we should take Rashi very seriously. And when Rashi says, Kotish Ksas, he meant it, Akiva. And therefore, the diuk that we made was absolutely correct, that if it's Merusak Lagamri, the Bracha will be downgraded to a Shahakol. So you have to know this machlokes Taz and Tehillah David, how to interpret the Rashi, and I think the pashtus is that we should say like the Tehillah David. Okay, that's right off the bat, Lamaisa. Let's get it. Okay, that's the chiddush I want you to get with this Rashi. Okay, go ahead, Jacob. Vayter Negamara. So this Talmud asked Rava, "What's the story? What's the din about Trimamau?" Go ahead. Right, Rava had no idea what he was saying. You can't answer a question if you don't understand the question, right? Okay, and it's a good musaras about communication. You have to be clear. Go ahead. So it happened to be Ravina, who was sitting in the presence of Rava, said to the Talmud, basically he's going to say, what do you mean? Go ahead. Is it what? Is it trima of sesame, where you smashed up the sesame to take out the oil of the sesame? Go ahead. Oh. Or did you say it was saffron that you what? You smashed it up, lamaisa, right? Which is, I guess, I use saffron, I guess, to put it in yain. It's a type of spice, I guess. Go ahead. Or did it mean the what? The seeds, right, of the grapes. Didn't we say it was the seeds of the grapes? Yeah. The chartzonim is seeds, though. Chartzonim are the skins or seeds? We said seeds, I think, no?
We said
we switched it to seeds. The thing on the top, we said, was... Yeah, what was the thing on top? You remember? No. Sofei anavim were the those were the unripe grapes. Nate, this means seeds, if I'm not mistaken. I believe so. We made out of the seeds temet, right? The med.
Why would you can't hand crush?
No, but it was the smashing of the smashing of the grapes in order to get the seeds, and then you pour water on the seeds to make this temet. Okay. We're not talking about dregs. Remember, we said that was what we're going to get to that now with the Mishnah Beis. We're just translating the Gemara. What you're doing is smashing the grape in order to get the seed, and this on those seeds you'll pour water onto those seeds to make a temed from it. Okay, but that's talking about the seeds. So he wanted to know what are you smashing up. Ravina says to the Talmud, it's one of these three things, either sesame, saffron, or the grape seeds. Okay? So then it clicked in when Ravina tried to say to the Talmud what this is, then it clicked in for Rava. Go ahead. What's Adahachi Vahachi mean? In the meantime. Adahachi Vahachi means in the meantime. While Ravina was asking the Talmud this, go ahead. He concluded in his mind, and he said, this must be the Kavanah of the Talmud. Go ahead. You're talking about crushing something. What bracha you say on crushing something? That's what you're talking about. Not talking about these different types of, sesame or saffron or the grape seed. You're talking about a hefs of a date where you just crush it. That's all. No fanciness. Go ahead. What's Atkaron Milsa? No, what's Atkaron? What's Atkaron? Remember. Dachar means remember. It reminded him of the matter. Atkaron Milsa. Dachar means from the word Zachar. Okay? Remember the matter. Go ahead. There is a din, and let's get it down. You're not allowed to destroy Truma. It's an Isser. It's an Isser D'Yoraisa, in fact. Okay? What's the Isser D'Yoraisa? The Kiryat Sefer says, we learn it from Mishmeris Trumasi. There's a Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Ches. Mishmeris Trumasi. Let's get that. The Kiryat Sefer says, that is the makor of guarding Truma and not destroying Truma. You got to know that. There's an Isser to destroy Truma. Even for a coin that eats truma, there's an issur for him to destroy it. Okay? So therefore, the Kiryat Sefer says that is the makor. Okay, Nate, you got me? That's the shita of the Kiryat Sefer. Now, the Rosh Sirlio was one of the great Gedol Achronim, says that it's written from the Pasuk in Truma Achila. So what are you supposed to do with truma? You're supposed to eat it and not destroy it. So he says it comes from the word achila. Okay? Whatever it is, if I ask you what are the two makoros for destroying truma, it's either Mishmeris Trumasi, like the Kiryat Sefer, or the Rosh Misirlio says that it's from the pasuk of achila, which it says by truma, which means you're supposed to eat truma and not destroy it. So it says, this jogged his memory and said, oh, the second one is, it says achila in that parsha. That was the Rosh Misirlio. Sirlio. Samach Yud, Resh Yud, Lamed Yud, Aleph Vav. Sirlio. Sirlio. The Rosh Misirlio. He has a parish under Yushalmi, the Mishnayas. Okay? So, this jogged Rava's memory of Ravasi's din. That if you have Tmarim Shotruma, you're allowed to make paste out of it and you haven't done anything wrong. There's no Isser. But it is Usser to make what? beer. Let's see Rashi. Go ahead. Rashi says, pick it up from where you left off there. Go ahead. Lohave. You didn't understand what he was asking. Go ahead. Yeah, what type of trima are you asking? Go ahead. Oh, they crush up the saffron, they put it in wine, and they drink it. Right? I guess it makes the yain spicier. Go ahead. Oh, what? Excellent. To get out the oil. Correct. Oh, what? Right. In other words, you're smashing the grapes to be able to put the seeds, put water on the seeds and make temed, make med, grape med. Yes? Go ahead. Amalei.
Amalei Rabba.
Oh, you're asking me about something that's crushed. Kamo?
Kamo,
Beye Chashilta, crushed eggs. The Shchita Shchulin. That Shchita Shchulin is the Masechta. That's what it's called, Shchita Shchulin. Okay? So he says there's a Gemara over there about crushed eggs. Chashilta means crushed eggs. Go ahead. Mutter.
Mutter Lassos Menjima, She'eno Masida Amma de Milsakai.
Excellent. Since you haven't destroyed truma, it retains its shame, and therefore it seems like we're comparing truma and bracha straight up, right? And therefore it's considered to be okay. But to make it into a beer, that's considered to be mishtana legarusa, and it's a problem. Go ahead, v'hilchasa. So what does Gemara say? The Gemara says in your psak halacha is the what? As you say, brei preitz. Go ahead. Correct. The dates, and you make trim out of it, it still spreads. What's the reason, Akiva? Because why? It retains its what? The Mosayu Kaima Kimi Yikar. What does that mean, Mosama Kaima mean? It retains its what? What's Mosayu mean? It's matter, Kayam is extant, Kimi Yikar, like we said originally. Like it is originally. It has not lost its form, and therefore the bracha remains Haetz. Okay? Now, what's troubling the Pshat and the Gemara, Sam? Why does it need the what? Whenever you usually have a sugi about the Hilchos, so we've seen that before already. Usually, Kimta Dechita chimes in when you see the Hilchos. So what does it assume? That there's how many what? There's multiple Shitas in the Gemara. In this Gemara, there's not multiple Shitas. As far as I saw, Pashat Pshat and the Gemara, we'll see, Bez Hashem, we'll say a Mahalach. There's a Shem that will say there are two Shitas. But the Pashas in the Gemara is that there's only one Shita. So why does it have to say the Hilchos is a little different, a little bit strange? But let's take this a step further. I gave you the Meiri and the Shita Mekubetzes. The Meiri in Dimaskol, the Inyan, and the Shita Mekubetzes in Dimaskol, Havis, say that Ravina, when he knew that they were asking about dates, but he was asking, were the dates treated like sesame and saffron? Meaning that you take out the liquid from the sesame and from the saffron, and all you do is eat the dregs, which is called psolus. Is that what you're doing here when it comes to the dates, right? So he basically was telling them, listen, Talmud, if that's what you're asking me, there's no doubt it's a shahakal. Because you're taking out all the liquid and all the dregs, and all you're left is what? Is with the dregs of it, so of course it's a shock on that. So Rava said, you know what? I want to tell you something. I hop now what the Talmud is asking. He was asking when you're marasikid, like Nate said, you're marasikid, you do flatten it out, but you don't take out the what, Sam? You don't take out the moisture. The moisture remains in there. The dvash remains in there. And therefore, Lamaisa, he wanted to know what bracha is said on that. And Rava said, well, I will tell you, you will say ha'etz, and we are comparing it to Hilchos Truma, where if you took dates and make it into Truma, you've done nothing wrong. You haven't destroyed Truma. Why not, Akiva? Because it remains in its state. Okay? Remains in its state. So therefore you say ha'etz. And therefore the bracha remains ha'etz, and you've done nothing wrong. Only when you change it into beer will you have that issue. So that's how the Shita Meiri and the Shita Mekubetzes say the Pshat Lamaisa in the Shakla, the Tari, and the Gemara. And it works out very, very nicely. So, The Rashi that says that it's Dabar HaKotosh Ksas, Lamaisa, comes out, says the Ra'ah and the Shittim Gubetzes the following. The Ra'ah is in Dimas Komai, and the Shittim Gubetzes is in Dimas Komai. If you look at the Maskanis of Gemara, it says, V'mosayu kaimi. What does that mean, V'mosayu kaimi? It means what? That if it would be what? Poshup Shad in the Gemara, if it would be what? Marusuk Lagamri, we said, according to Rashi, you would not say what? According to Rashi, you would not say Brei Preach, you would say Shakal. And the Ra'ah and the Shittim Gubetzes say, yes, it comes from the very Gemara Maskana. The Gemara seems to say, L'maisim, it's not Rasasik Lagamri, V'mosayu kaimi. Mashma, that if it's not Misal Mukaimi, that if you're Ma'abr to Russell, which was a Lashem that the Shittim Gubetzes used, I think it was the Shittim Gubetzes, I believe, he says you only say Shahakal. And it's a Bininav, this is what the Shittim Gubetzes says, it's a Bininav, all Mashkim, you take out a Paris, Lamaisa, you only will say Shahakal. So that's a very interesting comment that he makes when he says Bininav, because we know Bininav is one of the Gemominos, and what it also does for us, you guys tell me. Proud of you guys. You're coming to well, rainy Sunday. You still got to be stark, Lamaisa. You got to be stark. You come, Lamaisa. I had to come for the Maleva Malka last night. I'm tired for the Kail. Came and drove back and forth. You got to come. You got to every day, especially with the Mochama. But what does this do for us, the Shittim Gubetzes? I hinted to in the beginning of the year. What does it do? It connects what? It connects the previous sugya of Duf Shidatamri with what? With Trima. He says, Binyanav l'chola mashkin yotzmi perish. Shein bir kosum kumo bebeir kumo. Ein bir kosum kumo perish. Mavarchlem shaka chutz mizesev anavim. What he does is, what I wanted you to get from there, is connecting the two sugyas. Just like we said, Zeya Ba'alma was what? Was Shahako from Ein Peiris. He says, if you're Marasik al-Gamri, you follow Rashi, we take Rashi, Bedavka, like who? The Tila of David against who? Against the Taz. Then it works out very well that we're already connecting the two sugyas together. Okay?
The previous sugya?
Yes. The previous sugya, he says. May Paris. Zeya Ba'alma. Duvshin the Tamri.
Look at that. It still flows very nicely because that's my Trukanin and my Trisa, and then now it's saying.
The sugya before Nay. Hai Dusha the Tamri. That's sugya. That's sugya Dusha Tamri. That's talking about Mazoinas. Those sugya of Chukka. The only reason why we brought in Dusha Tamri is Marva Rashi mentioned. I'm connecting Dusha the Tamri with Trima. Okay? Keep straight the sugyas, the topic of the sugya. Okay? There's Dusha the Tamri and there's Trima. First there's Chukkanin. Then there's Tarisa. Then there's Dusha the Tamri. And then there's what? Trima. You got it?
But those aren't
I understand, but I'm saying this is the gabi, the substance of the thing of crushing. You have a thing that has a chefsu with liquids. You have a thing that has chefsu with liquids as well. You make it into a paste.
I don't think you need to look at that way.
No, you're not. It doesn't go. You're not connecting it back. You're not connecting it back to Mizonis. That's going to ask any what foods. I'm saying, like, I'm saying we're analyzing foods that have what? Solids and the liquid in it, Lamaisa. That's the connection between Dusha the Tamri and what? And Trima, okay? Doesn't retain its bracha. Those are different things about the bread and different shayla, Lamaisa. The only reason why Dusha the Tamri is brought up because Marva Ravashi is the same Amora, we said, right? Amor Marva Ravashi. But this is the topic. This might. Lamaisa be an opening to what we said in Hilchos. Okay, what?
I just, everybody doesn't think that was brought in because Amar Ravashi, and then we're talking about Tamarim, so now we have a question that has not only Tamarim, but we also have the bracha that we were just talking about before, and it makes perfect sense to bring up people without saying that.
Yes, I'm saying these two things are connected by dates, Nate. Yes. If you have a date, you have the honey that comes out of the date. What bracha do you say that? Then the next topic is whatever you flatten the one, the date itself, making the paste. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that that's the connection. Was this is the previous sugya about bread and mezonos? What'd you say? What do you mean? I don't need the Shittim Gubetzes to say that. What I'm saying to you is that in the previous sugya, Marav Rav Asher made a statement. You say shaka, that it's Zayabama. Yes. In the next sugya, he paskins what Trima Rava paskins. You say what? You say Aitz, and it says Vilchasa. What do you have to say Vilchasa for? There's no 2 days. Right? Didn't say Vilchasa in the previous sugya about Previous sugya about what? May peiris. So let's see. Okay. But lemaisa, this leads us to that. But I want you to get that down. That's what he makes this connection. He says binyanav. So this brings us to the Trumas Hadeshin that I gave the Beis Yosef in Simon, the Beis Yosef in Simon Reish Beis, right? Right? Was it Reish? No, Reish Dalet. No? Reish Dalet, he points out the following. Okay, the Trumas Hadeshin says, he says, what happens if you make jam out of berries? Gun Gados. Where do we have Gun Gados? We had Gun Gados. Where do we have Gun Gados? We had it in the Toysis. Where? On the top Toysis of Lamed Vav in the base, I think. Yeah? Remember, he extended it from Tzlaf about berries of regular things. Cherries. Think so, yeah. Cherries. Gun Gados. Cherries. Correct. Cherries and berries. Gun Gados on the top Toysis, the Lamed Vav in the base. So the Trumas Hadeshin says, if you make jelly out of Gun Gados, of berries or cherries, correct. Very good. You cook them until Nemuchim Lagamri, and you mix Marvin Mem Tafshel Dvash, you put cooked stuff and food in, doesn't say what the Tafshel is. He says, you say a Bracha Shahakol. What's his Raya? What's the Trumas Hadeshin's Raya? Trumas Hadeshin was a late Rishon, okay? You know, there are certain Sfarim that wrote like, I don't think he was asked Shilas by people. It's like the Shagasaria. They write the Shilas like a made-up Shilas themselves in order to what answer the Shilas, say a whole shtickle tire. Trumas Hadeshin, I believe, was written like that too, I think. And the Trumas Hadeshin was lived in the 1400s, a late region, Simon Chavtes, and he says he believes what we said was correct in Rashi, that Ketushim Ksas. But if you make it flat, Lagamri, Marusik Lagamri, the bracha will be Shahakol. And therefore he believes that this jelly or jam from cherries will be Shahakol. Okay? That's the Trumas Hadeshin that says Beferish this din. Yes,
didn't we mention,
yeah, go ahead.
Didn't we mention last week that if you cook the whole reason on why you one of the reasons on why the fruit is shahakol is because you don't cook it and when you cook it it takes up.
Right, you're right. It's a good horror. He doesn't like that. He doesn't go with that rush. It's a great horror. He just says, just like you make a Nuchum Lagamri, the cheers, you cook them up and make a Nuchum Lagamri. And he quotes the Rashi. Rashi's case by Trim wasn't Mevushal. It's an excellent aura, Cheskel. But that doesn't bother him. I don't care how you flatten the thing. You flatten the thing, it's Shahako. That's what the Trumas Hadeshin says. Okay. Fine. That's what Trumas Hadeshin. Comes along the Rambam. The Rambam writes, which everyone saw, in Pirachas Halacha Dalet of his brothers. The Rambam says, and everyone pointed it out, Michan Biyad, you don't use a kli, right? You smash it up with your hand. He says, you take a trimas tamarim shemichan biyad, votzi garin nimshel, and take out the seeds, v'asim kamo isa. You made it like a paste, like a dough. Not literally dough, but you made it like a date dough. So the halacha is, says the Rambam, that you say Bore Priyates and the Beis Yosef and Reish Beis and in Reish Dalet, both those places I gave you, he says the Rambam Sheet is if it's Marusik Lagamri, you say Abre Priyates. So it seems, Lamaisa, that we have this whole Machlekes Rishonim between Rashi, the Ra'ah, the Sheet of Mekubetzes, the way the Tilul of David made the Diuk, that if you make it Marusik Lagamri according to Rashi, it's going to be Shahakal, because it's not Ketishik Sas. Whereas the Rambam says, when it's Issa Sam, what's the bracha? Borei Pri Ha'eitz. So, the Beis Yosef says, I love this, but the problem is I don't like the Trumas Hadeshin against the Rambam. Trumas Hadeshin said, you say Shahakol, and I don't like the fact that the Trumas Hadeshin is against the Rambam. And in Reish Dalet, he asks this Kasha. That's what I showed you in Seder, Jacob, right? We went through in Seder. He says, I'm uncomfortable. That can happen. No doubt it can happen. But I'm uncomfortable. You know, Beis Yosef always, many times, goes like the Rambam. 90% of the time, he says, I don't know why the Trumas Hadeshin made this conclusion. Listen, he won't ever say that about Rashi. I mean, Rashi and Rambam argued, you know, Rashi was before the Rambam. But the Trumas Hadeshin is a late Rishon. He says, I'm not comfortable with the fact that he's against the Rambam. So, I didn't give it to you, but the Drisha and the Magen Avraham try to save the day. The Drisha was on the bottom of the tour, and Reish Beis Ozdal in the Magen Avraham is Reish Beis Ifkatan Yud Ches. And they say that the Rambam is talking about a situation where the dates have not been defaced completely. kind of like sas. Even though Ram did say asamem isa, they interpret the Rambam that there are pieces in there. There are pieces in there, and it was not nishtana from the shame ochel. There's a tsuris atmarim b'miksas. That's what they want to claim in the Rambam. Now, I grant you that it's not the simplest reading of the Rambam, but they claim that's only the case where the Rambam says it aids. But he would agree in the Beery case of the jelly and jam that it's the nemuchu lagamri. No doubt you would say shakel. Basically, in his eyes, in their eyes, I should say, in the Drish and the Magen Ram's eyes, there's no machlokes rashi in the Rambam. Okay? Which, you know, again, who am I to say, but that's not, I don't think, is the pashup shot. When you say something is ki'isa, you mean it's flat as like a pancake. You know what I mean? It's a ki'isa mamish. But that's what they say. So I want you to get down that the Drish and the Magen Ram say there's no machlokes rashi in the Rambam. Okay. Lomaisa. Basically, what it breaks down to is, I think what you could say is that there are three levels. Okay? I think what you could say is that there are three levels. The three levels are as following. When something is nisrasik legamri and it's not nicker at all, then it's a date. You could have a guy walk by and say, what was that? Might have been an orange, whatever it is. It might have been a peach. You know, the dried fruit, sometimes you can't, at least, okay, if you may, yeah, you can't tell what it is. So that is one level, that is lamaisa so bad that the Drish and the Magen Avraham say that what? It's shahakol, halach lamaisa, and they say that the Rambam would agree to that, that shahakol. And the Beis Yosef, who asked on the Truma Zedeshin against the Rambam, would say not that way. He would say even in that case, where it's not even, it's ki'isa, like we're saying, it's not nikar at all, the Rambam would still say ha'eitz. So that is the lowest, that's base, that's, let's call that level number one, Sam, yeah? Okay. Level number two is if it's nisasik legamri, but there is a tsuris pri. Someone could see that it's a date, there's a form of a date there, you can see it. In that case, the drisha would say, everyone would say, you say what? You say ha'eitz, okay? And lamaisa, that's the drisha's take. However, we said, and most Gedol HaKram would say, that is where the Rambam and Rashi are arguing. Where it was totally what, flat, Rashi would say, even in that case where it's recognizable that it's a date, it's a what? It's a shahakol. And the Rambam would say, no, you still say ha'eitz. But the drisha said, no, that's where they would agree. We would say not that way. We would say, we would say, the Beis Yosef would say, that that's a machlokes between what? Rashi and the Rambam, even when the date is nikar, and you made it flat though, lamaisa Rashi would say, shakal, Rambam would say, hey.
What was the other level beforehand? You said, that was level two, right?
That's level two, yeah.
Level one, there's an nikar, and no one argues on that?
No, let's go again. Let's go again. Level one, level two, and level three we'll get. We didn't say three, but let's start again. Level one is when it's Merusik Lagamri, and it's not Nikar that it was a date at all. Okay? So according to the Drisha and the Magen Avraham, everyone agrees that the bracha would be Shahakal. Whereas the Beis Yosef would say no. The Beis Yosef would say that Halacha L'mais, in that case, the bracha would be what? Borei Preitz, according to what? According to the Rambam, yes. The Rambam would say, even if you cannot recognize it, it would still be Bar Preitz. That is the Shita, what, that's what the Halacha L'maisa, that's what the Beis Yosef would say, the Rambam would say, Halacha L'maisa in such a case. That's level number one. You got me, Sam? Excellent. Level number two is where it's Nisrasik Lagamri, but there is still a shame, Suris Apri of a date. And in that case, the Drisha says everyone agrees that it'll be a Bar Preitz. Not true. According to the Beis Yosef, Lamaisa, in that situation, also, that would be a Machlaikis.
The same
thing as number one. Would you say? The question is, though, that would also be a Machlaikis, Lamaisa. That level two would also be a Machlaikis, Rashi Ram. It's a Machlaikis. Would that case also be a Machlaikis?
Only according to the Beis Yosef or also to the Drisha?
Most Gedol HaKronim will say that it's a Machlaikis, except for the Drisha and the Magen Avraham. Most Gedol HaKronim will say that it's a machlokes.
So there's no real distinction between the one and the two.
If you say like those, if you say like the Beis Yosef, correct, Nate. That is correct.
The
Right, but I just want to make it clear that you have these two levels. These three levels. You're absolutely right. According to the Beis Yosef, there really is no distinction. Because there's a machlokes lamais in both what? In both cases. Correct. Well said. And then number three. What's number three, lamaisa? Number three is where it's nisras ektsas, where everyone will agree that what? The bracha is what? Ahayitz. Excellent. Correct. So that's the way I think you can break it down into three levels. Again, the first level being nisasuk legamri, you can't recognize it's a date. Level number two, nisasuk legamri, but Akiva, it's recognizable that it's a date. And number three is that it's only the Ketisha Ksas, and of course everyone knows that it's a date. In that case, everyone will agree I ate. So what is the Maskana of the Mishnah Berurah? If you had it, chance, I think I gave it to Namar Makoimus. He says in Reish Bey Sifkat Mem Beis, he says, if it's Nisasik Lagamri, but the date is recognizable, what bracha you say? That's Darga number two, that's level number two. You say Abrori Priyaitz. That's the way he paskins. Okay? Level number two. What happens if there's no mamashas of the pre-kayim and it's not nikkur, like John Madrega number one? What bracha does he say? Shahakol. Excellent. Because you yotze shahakol and daf mem and aleph, even though mikra adin, the bracha is bray praetz, even when it's merusik lagamri, because he says if you say shahakol lamais, you got nothing to lose. And therefore, if you have nothing to lose, lamais, you should say a what? You should say a bracha shahakol, you yotze. Even though Mikra Adin Birkoso Kibirkas Apri, even when it's Murusuk Lagamri, but he says, I'm not comfortable with it, it's not recognizable. So therefore he says, go with the Shahakal. Okay? That's how the Mishnah Berurah says the Pshat, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? That's how the Mishnah Berurah says the Pshat, Halach Lamaisa. A whole Shaila, maybe we'll mention it tomorrow, what Brach Achroni you say on. Did you get a chance to see, did you listen to that Mishnah Berurah? That's a whole discussion, because if you're saying Shaakal, maybe you shouldn't say, you know, main Shalish, you know, but okay. We'll mention it tomorrow, Blin Edom, okay? Okay. Everyone got that so far? That's what we got so far in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, let's get to the following, okay? Do you guys recall the Bahag? Sam, you remembered it very, very well. We had the Bahag, after this Mehalach goes in Tosos. Do you remember what the Bahag said? What did the Bahag say? He said in the Sugya of Duvsha de Tamre, the Sugya right before, excellent Jacob, he said along, Rav Haigon and, the Bahag and Rav Haigon said, we're dealing with the case where you put water in. But if you didn't put water in, what would the bracha be?
Ibiyah.
Excellent, Yecheskel. That's how he learned up the Gemara. And if you remember, we said all the Rishonim asked Kasas on the Bahag because it said in Sakha by Orla, and by Orla, what's the din? May Paris are what? The only ones that are considered Orla are what? Wine and oil. Everything else is not. But according to the Bahag, everything should be what? Everything should be Orla, and you should have B.I.H. So you remember at that time, the Rashba and the Rush, we said, gave an answer. What was the answer that they said? They said that dvash is special in the pasuk, and honey is special, and therefore, even though lamaisa, when you smash it, it's zeyah ba'alma, but if it flows out by itself, the honey from the date, that has a level of being like ha'etz. Remember we said that? For the Rashman to rush. So let's pick this up with this, and Bez Hashem, you'll see how this connects, Bez Hashem. The Beis Yosef Paskin is according to the Rosh's Havana of the Bahag. Please get this. The Beis Yosef says, according to the Rosh's Havana of the Bahag, what we just said, the Rashman Rosh saved the Bahag by saying flowing, natural flow of the honey from the day gives it AIDS. He says like that, that was his understanding. The Beis Yosef says, in my opinion, the way the Rosh understands the Bahag, it's when it flows out of there, it's a break for AIDS. But if you what? Smash it, it'll be a bracha of what? Shahako. Now at that time, remember I said, the Taz says that's a pella to him, because it should be the opposite. No. The more forceful you watch smash it should give it what? Retention of the pre, and you should say what I hate. Whereas if it flows out itself, maybe that shows it's what? It's not part of the pre. So who asked this kasha? The Taz. And Sifkarnay asked the kasha on the Beis Yosef. That was a strong, strong kasha that he asked on the Beis Yosef. Okay? I want you to get that. But Lamaisa, the Taz didn't like this Beis Yosef, and he has a great kasha. You got that? The kasha is that what comes out from the Rashba and the Rosh, let's get it, it's not hard. The way he says it according to the Bahag is that the Bahag will say, you know what? I recognize Shar Peres or Zeh Balma, but think about dates, the honey that flows with that is natural, and that's the only one besides for oil and wine which will retain it and which will be upper apriates. But if you smash the oil, smash the honey out of it, Akiva, it'll be a shaka. But if it naturally flows, he says that'll be a eitz. That's the way the Beis Yosef says he believes that the Rosh's pshat in the Bahag is halacha lamaisa. Problem with that is the Taz says, I think that that's wrong. And Zifkane, if anything, if you crush the thing with your hands, that should retain the shame pre-sam, and the bracha should be what? Should be a eitz, if anything. And if it flows out by itself, maybe it shows like it's a different body part, it should be shakal. So because of that kasha, the Taz says, I have a different pshat in the Bahag. I want you to get this. The Taz is shot in the Bahag, according to the way the Rosh says it, is as follows. In his mind, the Rosh is masber the Bahag that I don't care how the honey came out. Whether you smash the honey or whether it flowed out by itself, it simply doesn't make a difference. The only reason why he said Me'ela was to prove that Tvash in the Pasuk means Eretz, Zem Zayah Shemenu Dvash is Dvash Tmarim. And therefore Dvash Amor Batairah is Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash. Zavas means it flows itself without Tzchita, but he didn't mean to say it's only flowing out by itself. Even if you smash the thing, the halacha would be the same. So according to the Taz's Pshat of the Rosh Lubach, it means any honey that comes out of the day, whether it's smashed or whether it flows out. The only reason why he said flow is because the pasuk says flow. I don't mean dafka flow. And therefore, Mashen can tain and remote him through the tzotzi rakayide schita. Then the dvash that says by the shiva saminim is special. Dvash tomorrow it flows out. But dvash is special. Halach lamaisa. Mashen can. What's unique about dvash of tomorrow? Because it comes out on its own. It doesn't have to be smashed. It's the only thing that comes out on its own. All the other stuff has to be smashed. And because of that, in his mind, the Rosh was maven the Bahag that as long as what? You're dealing with dates, the stuff that comes out of dates, the honey, whether it's smash or flows, will be what? Ha'eitz. Halach lamaisa. That's what he wants a tiny. Okay?
Then doesn't that leave the kasha of why is it not chayav narul then? According to that.
Oh, excellent. Excellent, Jacob. That's the next, took the words right out of my mouth. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. That's the very next line of Pnei Yeshua. Excellent. Pnei Yeshua asks, exactly like Jacob was Machavin. Excellent. On the Taisa Dir Masko Hai. He says, even after the answer of the Rashba and the Rosh, it's still difficult. Because what did the Gemara say? Marbar of Ashi said, like Rabbi Yeshua, that what? What did Marbar of Ashi say, Sam, like Rabbi Yeshua, like you said in Seder? Rabbi Yeshua says, you're Pata from paying a what? Paying the what? The Chomish from the Truma, right? And therefore, what does the Gemara say in Chulin? The Gemara says in Chulin, Kuf Chafa Mebez, you put them chomish, even if you don't mix anything in. So it's mashma that even if you don't mix anything into the mashka, it's not considered to be a pre. If it's not considered to be a pre, Lamaisa, you got a problem. According to what? According to the Pnei Yeshua, the way, according to the Rosh and Rashba, their mashma, Tmarim should be special. Should be the din should be what? It shouldn't be subject to Zeh Ba'alma. And the Gemara says Beferish. In our Gemara it says, you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, you're Patur and Chomish. And the Gemara says in Chulin, you're Patur straight up, and you haven't mixed anything in. So what's going on with the Bahag? I thought the Bahag said, you mix water in, that's why it's bad. If you don't mix water in, it's going to be special. Why is it special? It's not special. See, from our Gemara and the Gemara in Chulin, it's not special. That's exactly what Jacob's Kasha was. Excellent. You're Mechavin to the Pnei Yeshua. Yeah, you with me, Akiva? So listen to this pshat. So the Pnei Yeshua says an amazing new pshat in the what? In the pshat of what? In the pshat of the Bahag. And I want you to get it. It's amazing. It has to do with our sugi here about Shrima. Remember, keep everything, Lamaisa, in the right storage place. The Bahag commented on what sugi? Now, with the Pnei Yeshua is going to combine it to what?
To Trim.
Like you were saying, Nate, the two sugyas are dealing with what? The dates. So what does he say? He says, what do you see from Rashi and our Gemara about Trima? That it was cut up a little bit, yes? I want to tell you something. The fact that the Gemara says the Hilchasa, there's another sheet in the Gemara. Where's the other sheet then? Why did it have to say the Hilchasa? Where's the shadow sheet then? It's like a shadow. Where's this other sheet then? He says, I'll tell you what it is. The Hilchasa indicates that there was another Shita. Marber of Ashi will argue. Marber of Ashi is the one that argues. He's that shadow Shita. And it comes out, Lamaisa, from the Lashon of the Gemara of Hilchasa, that there are Cholkim. According to Rashi, we don't find anyone who's Cholik. So what do you need to say of Hilchasa? That was our Kashan of Bignei Shir. The Teretz is that Trima is Dvash Tmarim, and that's a Machlokas, because Mar Bravashi will say, you say what? Shahakol. Just like he said on the case of Duvsha, the Tamri Shahakol, he'll say the same thing on Trima. Whereas when it comes to what? This is an amazing pshat. Whereas when it comes to what? Rava. He paskin on Trima, what bracha? Ha'etz. Has tremendous to do with the Bahag. We said the Bahag was what? Would be against the Gemara. The Bahag is no longer against the Gemara because Mar Bravashi argues and says Shahakol, and who does the Bahag paskin like? The Bahag paskins like who? Not like Mar Bravashi. He paskins, you say, Bore Pre'etz, Lamaisa. What'd you say?
How would that be against the Gemara?
It's not against the Gemara. What Gemaras do we ask from? We ask from Mar Bravashi, which was the first Gemara, right? And the Gemara of Hulin. Well, you know what? The second Gemara, Trima, argues on those. The second Gemara, Rava, argues on those. And say, you say what? I can't hear you. So you would be Chayav on Orla. And the case in Hulin is where you did not what? The case in Chulin, and that's what comes out here. The Gemara in Chulin is where what? When, if you put water in, you say Shakal. If you don't put water in, then you'll be what? You'll be Ha'etz, and you'll be Chayv what? Chayv in Orla. Yes. You'll be Chayv in Orla. Yes. You'll be Chayv in Orla. That is the Chiddush Lomai said that he wants to tie into the Pnei Yeshua. That's what I wanted to set up for you in the beginning of Shir, that I said there's another sheet there. Let's say it again. Okay? Let's say it again. Genius. I jumped out of my seat when I saw this. Genius pshat in the Gemara. Again, we're working on the Bahag Shita, who said in Dusha the Tamri that you put water in. That's why it's Yashak. If you don't put water in, the bracha will be Ha'etz. So, Lomaisa, that already triggers me and says, oh, that fits in next with Trima, the Mosaimu kind of. Bari Pri Ha'etz. Oh! So the Taz said, Epshat Lamaisa, to try to save the Bahag, that it doesn't make any difference whether it flows or you smash it, right? The Beis Yosef said, only when what? It flows by itself, it's Eitz. The Taz says, only even when you smash it or it flows, it's a Eitz. Whatever it is, Jake was Mechavin in the Kasha Pnei Yeshua. At the end of the day, we got a problem, because why you putter from Chomish, if it's the real deal, if it's a Eitz, why you putter from Chomish, Lamaisa, against our Gemara, it's against the Gemara Chulun. That's at your pot, even if you don't mix it in. So the Pnei Yeshua says, I have a completely different pshat in the Gemara, according to the Bahag. Trima that's mentioned later on was made from Tmarim of the Devash, and you say a Bray Pre'etz. And Rashi learns it was smashed up a little bit. Okay, that's Rashi. The Bahag says, from the Maskanas of Gemara, it seems like someone's being Cholik, right? So what do you need a Paskin for? Must be someone's being Cholik. I'll tell you who's being Cholik. The Trima, which is Dvash Tvarim, even though the end of our Gemara says Ha'etz, Akiva, Mar Bravashi and Duksha Tamri, who said that May Paris is what? Zeyav Amashak would also argue on this that it's a Shakal too as well. And comes along the box and says, I don't hold like who? I don't hold like Mar Bravashi. I hold like who? Rava. Hilchasa, the Trima, the Messiah Kami, and you'll say Bray Pre'etz. The only time you'll say Shakal is when you what? It's when you pour water in it. And when you pour water in Bishakma, you don't pour water in it, it will be what? It will be a Hates. And as Nate said, Pashtus says, you'd be Chayv in what? Chayv in Orla as well. Halach Lamaisa. V'chayven or le as well. So this is l'maisa, what comes out, l'maisa. Now we have saved the Baha'i, l'maisa, and the Baha'i said that the only reason why l'maisa you're going to what? You're going to say shahakol is in a situation where what? Where you put water in according to who? According to Mar Rav Ashi. But if you did not put water in, then the bracha would be what? The bracha would be l'maisa, right? It would be ha'etz l'maisa, right? That's the chiddush that he wants to say. So Mar Rav Ashi is chaylik and says shahakol, and you know the Bahag says I possibly maskanas gemara. You say ha'etz. The only time you say shahakol is when you put the water in. So it turns out to be a machlekes. It's Mar Rav Ashi and who else? And Rava, as to whether what the din is, are you going to say berperet shahakol when you don't add any water? See, we had always thought l'maisa. It's a very ingenious way. We had We had always thought that the Bahag was commenting on what? On Duvshu the Tamre. According to this new pshat of Pnei Yeshua in the Bahag, he's not commenting on that. He's commenting on what? You put the water in, l'maisa. That's the reason what? When you put the water in, l'maisa, everyone's going to say shahakol. When you don't put the water in, that's where you have the machlokes. Okay? That's where you have the machlokes. When you don't put the water in. What'd you say? So Marv Rav Ashi would say, if you don't put the water in, what bracha is it?
The only way you can have Rava saying Dvash Dam is if you're sick, there's no pieces in it. No?
Right. The Bahag argues on Rashi. Rashi said there's confusion.
The whole idea that Marv Rav Ashi is arguing that Rava has to go against Rava.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. And the Bahag is arguing on Rashi that it's Marusa Klagamri. And therefore, he is saying that there's a machlokas in the Gemara, there's that hidden shita, is Mar Rav Ashi against Rava, where if you make it paste without adding any water, what bracha will it be? The second sheet is a H, which the Bag Paskins like, and the first sheet to Sam is what? Is Shahakal. You follow me? And therefore, that is Gufa the machlokas that comes out, Lamaisa. Comes out to be amazing shot, Lamaisa, according to this Chiddush. Halach l'maisa, and that's what the Bahag is saying, and it comes out to be a whole new pshat in the Gemara. So we have two pshatim in the Bahag so far. We have three so far. We have the Beis Yosef, the Taz is pshat, and the Pnei Yeshua now is pshat in what the Bahag. We have one more pshat, the fourth pshat I want to give. Okay, yes, go ahead, Jacob. You were to say before, yeah, go ahead.
So he's saying that the Bahag is when he's saying that it's you make a ha'etz unless you put water in it. That's talking about Shrima, not Dushat Tamarim?
No, he's talking about a situation when you put water in, everyone will agree you'll say Shahakal. Okay. Remember, that's what the Bag we said, talking about a situation where L'maisa, we had originally thought that he said that Dushat Tamarim was Shahakal, because why? That's only when you put water in. That was just Mar Rav Ashi straight up. That's originally what we had thought. When you put water in, that's Shahakal. But you don't put water in, remember we said it would be Ha'etz. That was we thought it was commenting within who? Within Mar Rav Ashi. What we're saying now is that Mar Rav Ashi is cholek and says in the case of Trima straight up, he would say in that case straight up, it would be Shahakol anyway, l'maisa.
This is all one sugya.
What'd you say? It's all one sugya. That's basically it comes out according to the Bahag. And what he's saying is that if you don't put any water in, it's a machlek to Mar Rav Ashi and Rava. Mar Rav Ashi says you say Shahakol. Rav would say you say AIDS, but if you put water in, everyone's going to agree you say Shahakol. What I'm saying to you is originally when we first learned only the Sugya Dusha of the Tamri, we saw that we thought the Bahagin of Haigon were commenting on Mar Rav Ashi straight up, that's it. You say Shahakol, you don't say water, but if there's no water, he himself would say AIDS. Now, according to the Pnei Yeshua, we're not saying that. The way the Pnei Yeshua says the Bahagin understood the Gemara, that there's two Shitas and Amoroyim arguing on what will be when you go ahead and what? Flatten what? Flatten the thing. Halacha l'maisa. So Duvshu the Tamri is equivalent. The state, the form of Duvshu the Tamri is equivalent to the state of Trima. What bracha will be on that? And therefore, Mar Rav Ashi will say Shahakol, Rav will say Ha'etz. Yes, Nate, go ahead.
Just, I want to touch up according to Rashi.
Yes.
We could say it's still one long sugya, but they're not arguing on each other. You'd have to say that Rava's popping up with his pieces on the right. There's still pieces.
You say in front of Rashi or the Bahag?
In front of Rashi.
Yes.
First Rashi, Maravashi, and Rav are not arguing with each other.
Two different sugyas,
but
yes.
Maybe it's one long sugya, and Maravashi starts with, you know, the dosha, whatever it is, and then the question now comes, okay, what extent is it considered dosha, and what extent is it considered...
You're right, but they're not arguing, though.
They're not arguing.
You're right. That's what I was saying to you before about don't bring in chukin and trisa. That was talking about mazonos.
Right.
It's talking about different types of things from the day. That's what I was saying before.
Right. Okay,
either the liquid or the pieces, correct. Right, but that's what the Bahag, that's what Pnei Yeshua wants to say shot in the Bahag. That's as good as she wants a tiny. And not the same thing. And halachically, they're going to be the same thing. Halachically, they're going to be the same thing. The honey that flows out of it is going to be equivalent to a date that you flatten down to be like a pancake. Yes. Halachically, they're going to be the same thing. And that's the machlokas. And that's why there's a hidden sheet. And that's why I needed to say the ilfasa. And the Bahag passes like that. Yes, Sam. Go ahead.
Does everyone hold that the ilfasa means that
Usually, yeah. Usually you have it. We had it by Kib Kerechiti. Usually the Gemara only says it when there's a machlekes. We had it by Tzlaf.
So Rashi would also say that?
I don't have a good answer for Rashi, why it says it. I don't have a good answer for Rashi, why it says it. If there's no machlekes, it's a difficult order. Why did it need to be said? I don't know. But you can't just make up something. But we're here, we're not making it up. He has a very nice pshat according to the Bahag. But I thought it answered that kasha very beautifully. Okay? So that's the third pshat in the Bahag. There's one other pshat I want you to get, and that's from the Netziv in the Merume Sodom. The Netziv says that something that's Yotzit from the Pri, according to the Bahag, is considered the Pri. The only reason why I don't see Aetz is because the Pri gets ruined. When you smash it or squeeze it, it gets ruined. And he says that's by 99% of the Paris in the world. But by dates, when the honey flows from the dates, the pre does not get ruined, the date itself. And that's why you say Bari Pri Aetz. And the reason why you need water to be brought in is because when you mix the dvash with water, it is omid l'achila. And even though you're not what? Even though you're not chayav for orla, mice and orla, but when you eat it in Hilchos Brachas, you still will say what? When you eat it in Hilchos Brachas, halacha lamais, and the reason why you're mechalik me'irva b'mayim, because if it's be'en, and you eat the thing straight up, okay, it might be zeya, he says, legabi meiser and orla, but legamaisa, legabi achila, legabi brachas, you're going to say a brei pereitz. If you mix water in with it, then everyone agrees it's going to be a shahakol, like we said, Tosa said, when he talked about the beer. So, let's say that in the Netziv, again, one more time, the Netziv is a completely different shot in the Bahag. Again, the Bahag said that if you add water in, it'll be shock. If you don't add water in, it's going to be AIDS. He says that the difference being is because the pre doesn't get ruined when it comes to a date. And since it doesn't get ruined, it's unlike all other fruit, and therefore the bracha is going to be borei pri ha'eitz. Now, the reason why mayim makes a big deal, because if you don't put any water in it, even though it's the honey's going to be zeya for meiser and orla, but for the purposes of brachas, it still will be bari priyates, because the bottom line is the pri was not ruined. But if you mix water in, then it's nepacha to a mashka, and then the bracha will be shahakal. So if you hold like the Netziv's pshat in the Bahag, we ask, oh, what do you do with the Gemara? It says, you say shahakol, you part the firm chomish according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara says you part even you don't mix the water in lamaisa. Those categories of the category of brachas is different than meiser and orla. Don't ask me for meiser and orla, says the Netziv. Meiser and orla it'll be considered to be zeya, but for brachas it'll be aetz because the pre doesn't get destroyed. For orla and for meiser zeya ba'alma, so don't ask me akasha from that. He says. And that's his pshat, lamaisa in the Bahag. The only way it's going to be changed, legabe brachas to a shakal, is if you add in water. That's what the Bahag was commenting on brachas. He wasn't commenting on orla and meiser. Orla and meiser, don't bother me about that. Orla and meiser, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be zeh alma. Brachas is different because the pri is not niskalko. This is the pshat of the Netziv. And that's really what he says zeh alma means. I don't think we said that. Zayabama means when the pre gets ruined, guys. If the pre does not get ruined, that's not Zayabama. If the pre gets ruined, that is Zayabama in Uchus Brachas. Yes, Jacob.
So he's saying that because the pre is still bang, therefore the bracha on the dvash is pious.
Yes.
But it has nothing to do with, so therefore, okay, so it has nothing to do with Orla on the Zash.
That's correct.
On the Tamar, you have to do the Yeah,
and the Tamar is going to be
right,
Orla.
But on the Zash,
yes.
In regards to the Brachas.
And Hilchos Brachas and still Kaim will be Ayetz. That is correct. That is, so we have four Pshatim in the Bahak. And it's a very, very unique way how to read the Gemara. Puts combines the two Gemaras together and answers why it says Mehilchos. And as Sam said, according to Rashi, you don't have that. It's a little bit difficult. So I'm going to ask you, give me a Gemara in Shas where it says Mehilchos, and there's no, there's only one Shita. You know it. Brachas Daf Lamed Ches according to Rashi. Yes, Nate. Go ahead.
How do we paskin in Zash
and Orla? How do we paskin? On Dvash and Orla, you mean? According, we don't paskin like this, Bahag.
We don't.
No. We assume it's Zeh Ba'alma. Yeah.
Like
that's correct. Yeah. Pasuk Pshat. That's a classic Pshat. Okay, we got this? Okay, great. Okay. Now, I want to take this now. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here in this din. Okay? Now, let's take this a step further. There's so much more we got to do, but let's take one thing at a time. Okay? Let's try to finish up, per se, this sugya right here about Trima. Okay? There's a lot of different other elements that we have by but we have by Dusha the Tamri, but let's since we were doing the Gemara today, we're focused on Trima, let's finish this up. Okay? It relates Lamaisa to some Gemaras that we had before. What do we have by Timcha Dechita? What did it say by Timcha Dechita? You guys remember? What did it say by Kimcha Dechita? Our Gemara says a pri that's Marusuk Lagamri is a Bray Praetz. Yeah? Wasn't Kimcha Dechita totally ground up to as well? And what did Rabbi Yehuda say over there? He said a Bray Pri what? Rabbi Yehuda said Bray Pri Adama. Rabbi Yehuda, I think, was Bray Adama. Rav Nachman was Shahakol, right? Rav Nachman, why did Rav Nachman say Shahakol? Because it was Yishtana Ligriusa. So I want you to get this down. I thought it was a beautiful aura. The Prima Gadim in the Sefer Rosh Yosef says it fits beautifully. The only reason why Rav Nachman argued over there is because why? It was Yishtana Legerusa. The Pri that's Marusa Kekiva is not Yishtana Legerusa. And that's why what? And that's why the Bracha should be what? Should be like its original Bracha. Should be a Brei Pri Adamra or Brei Pri Eitz in our case. So that's the Rai of the Prima Gadim. I want you to get that down. He proves from Kimcha Dechita that he believes in a Pri Marusa, you should say a Eitz. Which is what we said from the Rambam, right? Remember we said from the Rambam, you make it in the East, the simplest reading of the Rambam, like the Tilul of David. You follow me, Sam? It's a good, it connects the two Gemaras too well as well. I want you to get that. You know, Kimcha Dechita was a Shaka according to Nakhil Ishtan Ligrusa. This is not Ishtan Ligrusa. People love the fig Newtons, you know, how they're squashed down. Okay, I mean, I know in fig Newton you have the dough and stuff, but let's say if you have the dates straight up as a paste, so that's the Raya of the Prima Gadim. I thought it's a beautiful Raya. It fits very well according to the Rambam, Marusuk Lagami. If you're Rashi, though, and the way we learn Rashi, remember we said Marusuk Lagami was a Shahako? Doesn't fit so well in. So how would you save that? So I want you to get that down. So the Nitziv writes, in the Rume Sada, right, in Lamed Vavim and Aleph, he says like this. He says, there are two drachim to be Masber, why Rav Nachman says Shahako and Kimcha Dechiti. One is, because it's Marusuk Lagamri, and if it's not the Dante Dinshi, you'll say a Shahako. That's why Rashi says in our sugya is Marusuk Sas. Why? Because if Marusuk Lagamri, what would be the bracha? Shahako. Excellent, Nate, because you didn't plan on planting it like that. It wasn't a date that Achi. You planted a date to have a date, not to have it like paste. Right? But he says, what's the other svara why Kim Chachiti was Shahako? Remember what was the other svara we said? It's not the derech to eat kemach. Last time we checked, it's not the derech to eat kemach. So if you say like that, anything's the derech, then you say it's proper bracha. So if it's nisatzik legamri, and people didn't plant like that, yes, I don't care. People do eat what? People do eat fig Newtons like that, or eat it when it's paste. And therefore the bracha will be what? The bracha will definitely be Borei Pri Ha'etz. So it could very well be that, you know, Rashi, so let's get this shtickel here very clear. As we said, according to what Kimcha Dechita being Shahako, according to Rav Nachman, because it was Yishtana Ligrusa, yes? But our case of Pri Marusa, it's not Yishtana Ligrusa, fits in well, why you'd say Borei Pri Ha'etz. That fits in well according to the Rambam, that Raya of the Prima Gadim. But if you're for Rashi, who says when it's Rusik Lagamri, what bracha do we say you say? Shahako, how does that fit with Kim Kanahidi? So the Tzim says, I'll save it. The reason why I'll save it is because that's so poshut. That what? That in the case of what? Of Kim Kanahidi, the reason why he says Shahako is because why? It's because it was Marusik Lagamri, it was Lonata Inchi Daita Lahachi. Right? It was Lonata Inchi Daita Lahachi. So therefore, what? Rashi says it's Marusik Sas. Because in Marusik Lagamri, the bracha would be what? Shahako. Because of Lonata Inchi. There's exactly the reason. He says, don't ask me from that Gemara. You forgot about Lunishtan, you forgot about Lunati Inchiadaite. You only focus on the notion of Shtan Griusa. What about Lunati Inchiadaite? Lunati Inchiadaite, if it's Marusik Lagamri, that's why it's Shahako. There might be another reason why it's Shloka Derech. Okay, if it's Shloka Derech, the Rambam will say, oh, if the eating the paste is Derech, then they'll say AIDS. Okay. But they don't prove Rashi wrong from that sugya. Certainly can focus on, well, not the inchi just as well, and that will get you out of it, halacha l'maisa. Okay? That will get you out of it, halacha l'maisa. Okay. Now, l'maisa, this leads us to another very important element that is shot in the Gemara by us, by Trima as well. Let's get it. And that is that the Taz in Simon Reish Bey, Sifkon Dal asks, he says, I don't understand something. Rav Asi said it was usur, it's mutter to make shrima of truma into what? Into a paste, a date, but you can't make it into what? Beer. Yes? That's what Rav Asi said. Why didn't he say a bigger chiddush? Why didn't he say a bigger chiddush? If you hold like Rashi, that it's Marusik Lagamri, again, remember we said the Taz says the Rashi was Lav Dafka, but this was his buildup. If you want to understand Rashi literally and say that what? That only time you say AIDS is when there's little pieces, but it's Marusik Lagamri, what bracha do you say? Is Shahakol. So then why didn't he say a bigger Kiddush? He should have said a bigger Kiddush, that it's mutter to make it into what? Into Mamish paste, Risuk Lagamri. What did he say, Ravasi? It's mutter to make Trima, mutter to make it into Trima. Why couldn't he make a bigger Kiddush? Mutter making mamish flat out, more than trima. Trima had little pieces in it. Trima has little pieces in it. Mutter lasosim trima. Why can't you say it's mutter to make it flat? That would have been a bigger chiddush, and that's mutter if you're going to treat Rashi like we said Rashi. Right? That's the kasha, the Taz. If you're going to treat Rashi dafka like we said from the Tila Ladavid, like the Pashup Shah we said in Rashi, then Rav Asi should have said a better, bigger chiddush. Don't tell me mutter lasos trima. You should have said mutter lasos Marusik Lagamri. And trima, according to Rashi, is that it has pieces in it. So say a bigger chiddush. No? It's a great kasha. It's a very good, very good, excellent kasha. And what does Rav Asi focus on? Hilchos what? Trumas. What does he say there? It's mutter to make a date from a date of truma into trima. It's also to make it into beer. But according to Rashi, what's the definition of truma? It's cut up into pieces. Ksas, yes? But there's something else that's more than that. Paste. I don't know what the Hebrew word will be. Let's call it isa, like the Rama. Let's call it isa. Kamo isa. Why didn't he say that? Mutter lasos isa shall what? Shall tomorrow.
Why would it be mutter to do that? According to Rashi.
What do you mean? If you hold it, you say shahakol on it, lamaisa. If it's Marusik Lagamri, you the bracha shahakol, then why did he say it's mutal asosu treatment? It's also make sheikhar. You should have said even Risuk Lagamri is also. He should have said Risuk Lagamri. What did he say is also? It's also to make beer, but you can up it up a step. It's also to make it into what? Isa. That's what he should have said. That's the Taz's kasha. No. What he said, it's usher to make it into beer. It's mutter to make it into trima. The Taz asks, it should be what? Should be usher to make it, not only beer, it should be usher to make it into a solid paste. Because you're changing the bracha. That's the Taz's kasha. Exactly. That motivated him to say lav dafka. Correct. Excellent. But we've been saying the whole shir that we like to what? We like to interpret Rashi literally, like the Tila L'David. How are you going to answer that? How are you going to answer that? So listen to this answer. Very sharp answer of the Nar Sholem. The Nar Sholem says, Lagabi Truma, even if it's Marusuk Lagamri, it's still a pre. Still a pre. Lagabi Brachas, it changes. And the chiluk between bracha and truma is as follows. Even though it's mutter l'rasik l'gamri, the tamarim of truma, because the pri is still adayin kayim. Ha-pri adayin kayim. That's not a hefset pri. L'gabi the bracha, though, it loses its bracha. It's not shayach to mention the shame pri, bari pri adama, bari pri eitz, panim chadashas bol l'kan. He says, and when it comes to truma halach lamaisa, it would be what? It would be mutter, exactly, Nate. Because it hasn't been made into beer, it's not a liquid. Still retains the shame pre, calls mine it's a solid, even though it's a paste. But like Avi Brachas, it's going to change. You cannot say shame bre pre adama. Because for Brachas, we assume it's panim chadash. You know what the phrase, panim chadash is? It's like a new face. You know, like Basheva Brachas, panim chadash, very good sin. Where else does the Gemara say in Shas panim chadashos? It's a good Bikiyas question. For Shiva, very good. Moid Cotton, excellent, Sam. That really doesn't come up much. About tefillin, about the first day. If new guys come in for the Shiva call, excellent, Lamais. Okay? But let's stick to what we're saying. What did you say? No, if you have a new face and never was at the chasana, you can say Shiva Brachas, you know, throughout the week. You can have one. But there's also a halacha that the first day of Shiva, God forbid, you don't put on tefillin. Right? But sometimes, say, even the second day, you don't put on tefillin, halach lamaisa. But if a new face comes in who didn't know about the Shiva, and he comes in now, so the Gemara says it might affect whether you put on tefillin or not. Gemara says. That's the other place in Shas where Panim Chadashos comes up. Okay, now, this is the Nahar Shalom's answer. Yes, you got me? It's a very, very beautiful answer. Okay? And lamaisa, What we want to bring out from here is the following, and I want you to get this, okay? Let's get this chiddush. The Ramban in Chulin says b'feirish, and daf kuf chafam and beis. The Ramban in Chulin writes, it's mutter to make from tmarim of truma trima, even if it's nimchul agamri, even if it will become a little bit liquidy. The bottom line is that it's not like dvash, not a liquid. That's what the Ramban says. Only if you made it into beer, like we said, is it aser. Then anything short of that, even if it becomes a little bit liquid, he says it's mutter. Chazanish says the same thing, also halach lamaisa. So, with that in mind, yes, think about this Nahar Sholem. What does the Nahar Sholem say? Even though legabi truma, it's mutter l'rasik legamri, because it's still a solid, legabi the bracha, we said you would not say borei priyates, correct? That's what we're saying according to what? According to the Nahar Sholem. So with that in mind, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal, says he found in the ksavim of his father, the stipler, a complete opposite. This is what I want you to get down. He said that the stipler wrote in his writings that according to the Rambam, legabi brachas, even if you make it into paste, the bracha remains bore priya eitz. But regarding making truma, it'll be usr. He says, pum fakir of who? Of the Nahar Sholem. Mamish pum fakir. And he says that, doesn't the Gemara compare truma with what? Brachas? He says the Gemara only compares it legabi the following. Listen to this, Akiva, that risu is not considered to be ishtana ligriyusa. That's all it's proving. The Gemara is only equating truma with brachas that risuk is not considered ishtana ligriyusa. If ishtana ligriyusa, it'd be usher to do. And the stipler proves it from the Rama. The Rama nivlas truma's period al v'alach abeis says the following: Tamarim shol truma mutter l'chabitzos son v'lipotzos nakigol dvulu ke'igol hadvela. He never mentions the word isa in hilchos trumas. Why doesn't he mention isa? Because it's usher. He never says it's mutter to make a date into dough. He only mentioned isa nechos brachas. Nechos trumas, he doesn't mention it. So the stipler said it must be according to the Rambam Fakir. By truma, it's usher to make a date into paste. Not just making into beer, but by nechos brachas, it will remain a brei priya eitz. And that's what he wants to say. Halacha lamais. Even in Raska Lagamra, the bracha will be bar praise. The Gabi Truma, it's usher to mishanet the pre mibriyusa. So what we built, Will built up with the Nahar Shalom to answer the Taz's Kasha, which answered up Rashi. The Stipler says that Rambam holds pum fakert that to make the truma into what paste? What's the din? It's usher. Correct. What'd you say? So how are you going to answer that kasha, you mean?
Yeah.
If you don't hold like that. It could be, Nate, that this whole shtickle turn in our shom is within Rashi. We're just pointing out that the stipler is saying within the Rambam doesn't accept that at all. According to the Rambam, it's fakir. So it's a good horror what you bring up, but let's assume that the Nahar Shalom was working, because he was working within Rashi with the Taz. We're just pointing out that he says what? He says, the Rambam says, pum fakir. And the Gemara only made the comparison, legabi what? Legabi risuk legami. That risuk legami is not ishtana legrusa. It's not considered ishtana legrusa. Let me ask you a question. Why do you think it is usher to change a date that's truma, beautiful looking date, and make it into paste? Why is that? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes in the Sefer Derech Amun, he says, this is the Rabbanan. He says, that's an issur Rabbanan, change it from its creature, from its natural state. He claims that's an issur Rabbanan, the Mishana Priyasal. That's what he wants to time it. So he says, that makes sense now according to the Bahag. What did the Bahag say? The Gabi the Bracha, what's the Bahag say? Borei Pri? Hey, so you didn't change it with water, right? If you don't change it with water, what does he say? But on the other hand, is it usher to make what? Is it usher to make truma into what? Is it usher to make me tamarim shavash truma? Yes, it is. Because truma is more chamor than the what? Than bracha. Truma is more chamor than the bracha. Allah lamaisa. That's exactly what comes out from his father, the stipend. That's the chiddush. Allah lamaisa. It's interesting that his uncle, who is the style? Who is the Chaim Kanievsky uncle? Chazanish. Chazanish says bracha and shuma are the same. He points out that his father's, they're brother-in-laws. His father is against his uncle, the Chazanish, on that. Because the Chazanish, Lamais, compares it to be equal. It's an amazing shtickle tire.
Three possibilities. Either it's bracha and shuma, bracha and shuma, or bracha and shuma.
Being exactly equal. Correct. The third one. That is correct. Well said. Either truma is more chamor than bracha.
Right.
Truma is more chamor than bracha according to who? The Rambam. Bracha is more chamor than truma according with the Nahar Shalom. And then being equal to Chazanish. Exactly. Correct. Well said. Well said, Lamaisa. Well said. Simplest way is to say they're compared to make them exactly equal. Like Sam said in the Mar, like the Chazanish said. But Lamaisa, you have this tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Okay. We got 2 minutes. A lot of other, I want to close with the following. Okay, I want to close with the following. There's a lot of different nekudas. Tomorrow, though, I want to go vayta with the shtita, though. Okay, shtita is the next sugi. Oh my, shtisa. Yes, shtita. I have to see how we pronounce it. Okay, but I want you to get this. I meant to bring this off. There's a lot of different nekudas. Keep it with me. What do you do with the date honey that the bracha? Excuse me, a shahakal. Does that come before Shivas Aminim? It's bracha in shahakal, but it comes from a date.
What's the question?
The question is, when you have, let's say, one of the Shivas Aminim with dvash tamarim, which bracha should come first? Halach lamais. I would have said exactly like you. It's a shahakal versus what? Hey, what's it? But is there any cheshivas to dvash tamarim regarding Lamai treating like Shivas Aminim? So it's definitely going to lose out to what? To other pure Shivas Aminim. But let's say you have, let's say you have orange juice. Shehshakal and orange juice. Shehshakal and Vash tomorrow. Should the bruch of shakal, and you want to drink both, should the bruch on shakal go on the Dvash tomorrow as opposed to the orange juice? That is the question I want to pose. We'll close the shir with this. Okay? So the Lavush in Orach Chaim, Simon Reshid Al Sifhei says that since the bracha is shahakal, has no cheshivas at all, and it's not kodim to any other bracha, any other thing at all. You like orange juice? Say shahakal and orange juice. Loses its cheshivas completely, says the Lavush, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? However, the Rosh Yosef says not so pasha. And this is what I want you to get. The Rosh Yosef is later on in the Ma'alef and Medalef. He says, if you have two things that are shahakal, One is Dvas Tmarim and the other is orange juice. He says you should say the bracha on the Dvash and the Tmarim and potter the orange juice with that shahakal. Because you know what? It is mentioned, it's Shivas Aminim, the Torah mentioned Mefurish in the Pasuk, it's Shvach Meretzro, and you should do that without a doubt, he says. So he argues on the Levush. And he continues and he says in the Prima Gadim, the Eshel Avram, in Simon Reish Yud Aleph, Sifkot and Gimel, he says, if you have a potato chip, if you have a potato chip and a Dvash Tmarim, right? And you love Dvash Tmarim, which one comes first? Brei Pri Adama. Because why? Brei Pri Adama comes before what? Shahakol. Yes, so you say the bracha Brei Pri Adama before you say the shahakol on the Dvash Tmarim. Please get those two nakudas. If it matches shahakol, it wins. I don't know. I know, but it's not. But it's a potato chip is not shivas aminim.
Yeah, you can understand.
I hear you. I know, but I would have maybe entertained the hava mina. Even though you're right, it's a shaka versus a dhamma, but it's a shaka from a what? From a family of shivas aminim. So maybe it has a chashivas to it. You know what I mean? So maybe Lamais, I would have said that. He points out not that way. Halacha Lamais. Okay, let's. I think we would hold like the prima godin. I think you would say like the prima godin. You know, it might depend about the sugya when we get to that later in the year, God willing, about chavav. Okay? But lamaisa, the pashup shot is, I would say, you would say, you know, it is, he basically says you should say shakal on that, not on the orange juice. Okay? To think about it more. That's what I would say, bikufi, halacha lamaisa. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Proud of you guys. Okay?